Good evening, everyone, and welcome to ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. This is Jackie Salvitti with my fabulous co-host, Veronica, and the team is here. They're not through me yet, but they're certainly hanging out.
I feel like giggling, so I know they're right here.
Oh, yeah, they are. And they're laughing at me. You know, I'm like, are you guys sure you're there tonight? You know, and they're like laughing. So tonight's show... tonight we're doing the follow-up from the team to the lifting of planetary and feminine rage. And
it's a lipstick ad, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah, well, right. So tonight we're going to do part of the, I'm going to do part of the show, as conscious as I can be this week. And then I'll go into channel and let the team chat with all of you and Veronica about what they're seeing in terms of what we've accomplished, where we're going with all of this, and how it's working. And and tonight, again, we're going to dedicate this show again to the healing and lifting of planetary and feminine rage, because, guys, this is way bigger than I ever knew. It's been a struggle for me. The little old human me, anyway. So I thought I'd read. You know, there've been a lot of comments from people. This really, really hit home for a ton of people. It's certainly not exactly the most exciting subject, and so I'm sure that you weren't all, you know, at cocktails or anything, telling your friends, "So let me run home and, you know, tune in the channel, BBS radio, so I can work with my rage."
Yeah, let's try to find out how mad I really am.
Well, I wanted to read, which, you know, I haven't been reading emails, and I'm not going to read everybody's because there were a lot, and but a couple of pieces that came across, some before this that I hadn't brought forward, an interesting, I got this from Squirrel. She sends me everything because no matter what I sign up for, I never receive it. That's called the, it's not a spam filter, it's an ET filter on my computer.
You've got more babysitters than the average bear, right?
Yes, I do. This is Celia Finn, who I often talk about. Her website is Starchild. I think it's starchild.com or org. It's one or the other. You'll find it. And so she does a lot of what she calls the Earth Logs. And on April 16th, yesterday, it says, "Peace and miracles now more than ever. Whoops. It seems like someone just ramped up the energy levels again in the last few days. When I feel this kind of acceleration, I usually look for a connection with the energies in the solar system. A quick check with spaceweather.com revealed no sunspots, no solar winds. So this energy must be coming directly from the great central sun to us through our galactic cosmic connection." I really giggled when I read this because I thought, oh, if you only knew.
The winds came from here.
Another one, and, you know, one night we will do a whole show on this, but this is a piece that I had shared with Veronica because I've often talked about Debbie Ford and her work with the shadow. And I love Debbie. I love the books that she writes. I, you know, went to her shadow process. I could never do it again. It's not my format, okay? But I thought this was so fascinating pertaining to rage. And the fact that she revealed this in her newsletter just blew my mind. And I'm just reading a little excerpt from it, not the whole thing. "Revenge is the motivator that has driven me time and time again to go beyond what I have ever imagined possible for myself. Revenge has had me work day and night to make more of myself than ever was expected. Revenge propelled me to write, teach, write some more, and be a leader in the self-help movement. Revenge and all the dark, angry, and uncomfortable feelings that go along with it have made me the woman and the success that I am today. What did I want revenge for? In short, for all the times I was teased, made fun of, put down, rejected, shall I go on? Although others in my field might be motivated by lovely or hidden mechanisms, my motives are not what some would consider that of a good person. My successes have been sourced in many ways by what most of us would be ashamed of, although in the case of myself, I've used my own darkness once again to serve the greater whole. Feminine rage. I just read that and went, oh my gosh.
I wonder if she's listening.
Well, Debbie, if you're listening, darling, I love you. Have great respect for you, but I really... there can be a different way. But, you know, each person, you know, for every ass, there's a seat, okay? And, you know, that's kind of my philosophy. You know, she may think I'm a total wackadoo. God bless her.
But actually, it's very succinct, and she probably didn't put it in those terms, did she?
What?
That it's feminine rage. She didn't probably didn't.
No, and that's what I was fascinated by was that she coined it as revenge. And I mean, you know, I'm not doing justice to the whole newsletter, but it was just incredibly profound to me that this can be and has been a motivator for so many people. Instead of dealing with their rage, they used it as a motivator, but the joy in their successes will never be real. I mean, I was blown away by this one. So our darling squirrel after last week's show, and then...
Does this affect Jackie? So you're saying that if one is working on revenge and those the dark things to drive you, you can't ever get what it is you're looking for, which is that peace and joy.
Right. Well, what she says is that if you use that as your motivator, eventually forgiveness will be easy.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I would have to disagree.
Me too.
Okay? I just can't agree with that motivation, especially at this time on the planet. I mean, if we look at the fact that we are all a part of each other, what drives us, what motivates us, is every bit as important as what we accomplish. Because it imbues everything you do. Now, being around her and a good friend of mine who's, you know him also, Ted, made a comment to his wife. I had recommended her, but I had just gotten a thing on one of her books, and I thought it was fascinating, and I said, you should buy this. And so he saw her book at home, and he said, you know, she's got some really dark, heavy energy. And it was right, you know, and he made that comment after this newsletter came out, and I was like, duh. And so that's the energy that, you know, that he saw around her. It was very crushing for me to be around her. I have respect for her because she is working with a shadow.
She's honest about that, isn't she?
Yes, and mm-hmm. She does it in a very confrontational way, which for me, I found incredibly uncomfortable. I've talked about this a number of times, that, you know, at the end everybody was dancing, and I just looked at my friend and said, get me the hell out of here. She will never see my face again. But again, you know, it was an important piece for me, you know, and I'm forever grateful, and I'm grateful for the work that Debbie does, bringing the shadow to the surface. And I think her book, Dark Side of the Light Chasers, is really important. Because it helps you trigger. It just, for me, it was very, very difficult work with her. It took me to really dark, heavy places. And, you know, I guess I have a different philosophy on the way we get there. I won't say that everything's easy, but, you know, because we're dealing with, you know, the toughest things there are. We've been dealing with shame, the shadow, and rage. I mean,
yeah, there were parts of those shows that got into the the seamier side, hey?
What?
Parts of those shows got pretty dark and heavy, didn't they?
They sure did for me.
Yeah.
You know, I needed new chakras, you know. Because that was my gift out of it, at least a couple of them. And actually, just so people know, I don't know for anybody who's listened to the shame shows, I talked about the fact that I blew my second and half, my third chakra, and it was really designed that in order to do the work I'm doing now, those chakras had to be expanded, so there was an agreement that that would happen.
So you had to get out of the familial chain of pain and out of the collective subconscious patterning, is that right?
Yeah, and I mean the chakras also, my chakras, my original chakras were not put together in a way that could handle the levels and frequencies of the work we're doing now.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, after shame, I would never have ventured out to do anything because that crushed me so badly. But I knew that once, you know, we pasted me back together and the new chakras started evolving, you know, they kind of started growing and changing on their own, that once that happened, I then was configured in a way to where I could handle these huge energies. So, I mean, you know, this is going on other levels I'm not always conscious of at the time. They always do help me ultimately. Going into it, it may look a little scary. We'll talk about that in a minute. But here's a great one from Squirrel, who, you know, she's such a fabulous writer. Hi, Jackie and the team. Jackie, maybe it was a good thing that you were in channel during last week's show because the team went down into the core of rage. I was completely thrilled to have my liver pain back almost immediately. Not. By the end of the show, I was in a full-throttle ache. Oh, and the dreams that ensued that night during my nightmare state were more realistic than I would have preferred. What I remember was taking a few aspirin before going to bed to ease my aching abdominal organ. A little while later, I was numb to the pain and drifted off to dreamland. Upon awakening the next morning, I remembered a very odd portion of my dream. If anyone has seen the movie The Green Mile with Tom Hanks and Michael Duncan Clark, this is so fascinating, then what I'm about to say will allow you to understand the parallel. Michael Duncan Clark's character is a prisoner who is a healer and an empath. This is quite surprising to the prison guards, the warden, and the other prisoners. He's able to psychically take on the disease of others through his touch. He then transmutes the diseased energies and then expels it from his body as a projection of a seed-like substance spewing from his mouth. Not pretty, but effective. Back to my experience. At one point in my dreams, I recall having a massive amount of greenish-black ooze of projectile vomiting exiting my pie hole. I was watching this happen to me. I played the onlooker as well, and the ooze kept coming and coming out as if it were an angry snake of pent-up rage. I sensed the feeling of nausea at that moment, and the nausea was present in the morning as well. A total gross-out, not pretty, but I wonder if it was effective, and yes, there was residual liver pain too. The next day, I downloaded Jackie and Veronica's radio show and decided I would listen to it every day until my liver pain resolved.
Oh, wow.
I stopped listening after Tuesday. I wonder where all this rage has been hiding for so long, and how many lifetimes has this issue been accumulating interest on my rage deposit? Mm-hmm. How much of this is actually my own rage purging, and how much of this is being transmuted through me for the collective? This is great. How can one tell the difference? Who designed this great grand experiment anyway? Will this experiment be tanked on the new earth? And finally, has the team noticed a shift in the collective since their mini grand experiment on last week's ET Healing radio show? The nauseous squirrel.
What a great writer. Hello, squirrel. How wonderful.
Isn't she the best?
Yeah, it's great.
So Veronica, why don't you, I'll talk about what happened to me in a minute, but why don't you talk about what happened with you during the...
Yeah, mine wasn't as spectacular as yours, Jackie, but never mind. I was pretty fascinated by getting up in the morning and my whole left side, my hip, my leg, were really a mess. My whole... It was funny, I was talking to my stepdaughter, the brilliant Jane, who said, of course, you haven't been treated very well by women in your life and you don't trust them. You must be full of rage. And it was interesting because it's sort of like squirrel's liver, because it took, what, 3 or 4 days for it to get tolerable, actually. And now I feel really released. The other thing that happened was there were a number of things that came up where I think, wow, whenever I do this, I'm covering up an anger at having to do it. There are all these funny little things I do, and it would be just vivid in my head. Wow, it makes me angry every time I... whatever the chore was, do this, right? And it was just so clear. It was helpful. I was really grateful because I knew it was moving on through.
Wonderful.
Yeah. I thought it was. I felt like it was all evidence that it had made a huge difference. I can't do the lotus position yet, but my leg's okay.
Well, for all of you listening out there, and I think I didn't get a chance, of course, to speak at all last week, so I haven't listened to the show, which I never do. I figure if they can't work it out as they're working through me, I'm in big trouble because I don't have time to go back and do things.
You know, Daryl Anka doesn't ever listen to Bashar.
Oh, well, see, that doesn't surprise me a bit.
And he says that all the stuff that comes through from Bashar works its way out through his consciousness.
Okay. Well, thank you, Daryl. Yeah, I would agree. The interesting thing last week was, as we were kind of getting ready for the show, Veronica and I were talking, and I was in the backyard watching my new little babies, and I'm kind of moving in and out here, so if I sound kind of funky, it's because they're waiting to come in, and so I'm kind of struggling to stay just me for a minute here. Anyway, I was having incredible pain in my brain, and Veronica and I were kind of laughing, but Veronica, you could see stuff going on. I know you could. And I'll let you explain it since you were the one watching it. I wasn't.
I just forgot about that till this minute. So it was like it was attaching. It was coming in and expanding at the base of your skull and up into your, your whole spinal column was moving into the brain. There was this bulbous thing. It was like they were coming in and attaching to that. And it got bigger. It's like there was a lot of attaching going on, but it was all in frequency form.
Yes. Well,
a pretty interesting light show, Jackie.
Yeah. I've always said I'm a Disney ride. Well, you guys can take that any way you want. The interesting thing was that as I was going into channel, and I was running my chakras, and there is a chakra below the feet that you send roots into the earth, crystalline roots, and then we fire our energy along the crystalline grid. And as I did that, I realized that I wasn't doing it alone. And as my energy was going along the crystalline grid, their energy joined in, and we were surrounding every person on the planet as well as Earth herself. At that point is when I kind of went, oh, shit. This was not what I planned.
This is a big night.
And then as I came back up, which I always do going into channel, I breathe into the heart, and the heart chakra expands, and the people, whoever I'm going to do a session with, I come in with them in the heart chakra and call in all kinds of... Anyway, as I'm expanding the heart chakra, it just got bigger, and everybody that was listening was there, and everybody that would ever listen to the show was in there. And then it just expanded out over the earth, and I went, I'm in really big trouble tonight. So they kind of slipped it in on me. And after the show, I had, Veronica and I have this ongoing joke about officially being the big giant head. And I told her I thought my eyes were getting smaller until I realized my head just continues to get larger. And but the discomfort that I had was not only in my brain, but above my brain. And it's not anything you can describe because it's actually in the crown chakra itself. It was incredibly uncomfortable. It wasn't devastating pain. It was just very uncomfortable. And I found myself in the dream state processing all, it was like very difficult dream states, but they seemed to mitigate it for me as much as possible because what happens is that my energy blends with everybody, and that's kind of hard to explain to anybody. I don't know how else to put that. And believe me, this is not trying to be self-aggrandizing because it really wouldn't have been my option. But,
but you know what's interesting, Jackie, is every at the end of every show you say how a piece of me is in you and all of that, you know?
Yes.
And it can be no other way. So to me, it's just the amplification of that reality, which is vivid in its sensing.
It's the absolute truth, Veronica.
Yeah, and so we are able... I mean, I'm an empath as well, and we are able to feel someone's existence no matter where they are in the world.
That's
and
right.
You really just did a huge, huge job. Maybe do it a few more at a time, darling.
Well, you know, it was, I had one night of screaming nightmares, woke my poor little puppies up a couple of times. I'm not a nightmare person, so this wasn't my stuff. But now I have somebody that works on me, and I had a session on Tuesday, and I knew, you know, because, I mean, holding this crown chakra up and trying to walk around with it was getting pretty funny. and he took one look at it, and he said, it's just like somebody cracked your crown right. And Happy said it's so big that he really didn't know where to put the energy. We had to work back into it, which I tend to work with him when he's working on me. We had to tend to back into it to try to get the energy to kind of move into the body so that I wasn't so out of balance because I kept tipping over and literally losing my balance constantly because I felt so top heavy and not in my chest. And so it also balanced my masculine, which I thought was really interesting, as the energy started moving through so that it was a little bit more in balance, where it wasn't just so, it's kind of like, Veronica, you understand this about the portal upstairs, the house is really top-heavy, mm-hmm. and that's how I was incredibly top-heavy. Mm-hmm. It's been a very interesting process, and what we've seen is a lot of mom stuff, and this is because the lineage is passed through mother, predominantly far more so than father. And so feminine rage, of course, is going to pass through on the mother's side, much greater than with dad. So it's really been up this week and last Friday, the whole mommy issue, and also amazing sessions with lineage, which of course carries that whole thread of feminine rage in it. But my sensing is, and I have to say this. I know they'll talk to you that. And they've been telling me this when I walk every day, that we still don't get who we are and what we came here to do. And that all of us that are participating in this are doing it in a huge way. We all agreed to this before we came in. to transmute not only for ourselves but to take on so much. And knowing that in our process of healing that we would help have a we would have a tremendous impact on the collective, much bigger than we ever imagined. And that we are put together in a way, all of us are, that we can handle it. And I'm not going to say it's going to be easy, but for whatever reason, we are wired differently. And I would say this to anybody that's listening tonight. If you're listening to this show, you can handle it. And you're carrying more than your lion's share of it because you agreed to do it, not because you're flawed, not because there's something wrong with you. And I think that's a big piece, Veronica, don't you?
Yes, it is. It's sort of a consciousness that we easily slip by. It's helpful.
Mm-hmm. Say it again.
Well, we don't often think like that. We often get lost in our own subjective world. It's wonderful to hear that and to remember how courageous we've been and how we've really taken it on and we're doing great work.
Oh, my God. It's really, I can tell you this, since Thursday, I have never been at more peace than I am now.
Hmm.
So, I mean, obviously I benefited as well because I've just had this overwhelming sense of peace. And compassion and, a sense of well-being. Incredible sense of how, you know, it makes me cry even to talk about it, how incredibly loved we are. And honored for what we are participating in here. And, I mean, I get that one loud and clear.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I often talk about, you know, having workshops or intensives and how excited I am about everybody meeting each other because I really get that we are all far more connected than we ever realized. Even I, you know, who always felt that we were, I really have never been as clear about it as I am now. Because, I mean, I just feel that you're all amazing and that this was contracted that we would all come together to, you know, take on some of these larger issues in a whole different way. And certainly, Ronnie, I mean, you took on a huge chunk in your life.
I think so, yeah.
Oh, you did.
But it's really helpful to think that we're doing it for many, not just ourselves, right?
Well, because we all tend to be motivated. We have this built into our system that says we're here to serve. We're here to make a difference. And if we won't do it for ourselves, the motivation to do it for others seems to override enough to get our butts in gear. You know, I tend to be one of those that hate that word self-sacrifice, but it can border, and this is where we all have to be careful not to, you know, to kind of push over that edge into self-sacrifice, but, you know, and to love ourselves, but that motivation of feeling that we really are here, we came here to do something, that this is important, you know, mm-hmm. that this is not just a run-of-the-mill lifetime, and, you know, let's go to Neiman Marcus and have lunch and buy cosmetics. It's far deeper than that.
Mm-hmm.
And so to know that we're participating as a group and participating in a very big way, I think is exciting as hell.
Mm-hmm.
And thank God we're not on regular radio because I don't think I can swear there.
I think you can say hell, but there's some words they forbid.
Oh, well.
So behave yourself.
So... okay, I think I covered everything I needed to talk about.
So are we going to be doing more lifting of the rage, or is it more discussion?
You mean tonight?
Yes.
I don't know. Veronica, you'll have to ask them. Okay? I'm going to go into channel, and you just have at it with the team. Because if we are, they didn't tell me, which is probably just as well.
Well, you have a nice rest if that's what you get to do.
Well, yeah, as long as I can let go. Though, if you feel claw marks, they're mine because. those would be not more, please, you know. Okay, just give me a minute. All right.
Oh, how wonderful to speak with you again.
Oh, well, Veronica, we are thrilled to be here with all of you tonight.
Wonderful.
Now.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes. Can you hear me?
We would prefer to hold calls at this point.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. We're sorry to you, caller, but tonight, because we're dealing with this and that it's easier, we will do a show where we allow just call-ins from all of you, whatever you'd like to say.
Mm-hmm.
Now, did we have our wonderful channel out of the way?
She's having tea over in the corner.
Well, sort of. Actually, she's hanging on by a thread. We promise not to. And for all of you that are wondering, is there going to be additional lifting tonight? This has been an ongoing process. Now, we're going to recommend that if you're so inclined, listen to the show more than once. Follow your guidance, not your ego now. Your guidance. That show is imbued. You'll be back in the experience. Anytime you listen to that show, anytime you need to deal with rage. Now, this is a concentrated experiment. And we love you all for participating. We cannot tell you. From the other side of the veil, the excitement at what's going on here. Now, the channel spoke it well, and she's correct. Every one of you agreed to participate together, to take on some of these issues on your planet in a way that's never been done before. Now, it's important not to let your negative ego convince you that you're nothing or you're not enough to be able to do this, to have an impact. That's absolutely not true. Each and every one of you are far more than you can possibly imagine. Now, also don't give that one to the ego and walk around going, I'm more than all of you, ha, ha, ha. No, that's not the issue here. You're different. You're unique. You came in with different kinds of configurations. You came in with an agreement. Think of it like this. Go to your Star Wars movie, you know, that bar where they're all smoking and drinking and throwing your dice or whatever they're doing. And all of you sitting around, and we have to put some humor in here, saying, let's go to Earth and let's really make a difference there. All right, the damn place is in trouble. We can do this. We've done this on thousands of planets. Come on, guys, let's do it. And so you set up a meeting, and you all got together in a boardroom, you know, with those drawings and this and that and the other thing, and said, okay, you take this piece, and I'll take that piece, and this piece will fit into that, and we'll add this, and we'll take on this imprint that lifetime because it fits in. And all the work that went in to your being here at this timing, listening to this show. You are a part of one another. It is impossible for you to be separate. You really are not. Anytime you think you're separate, it's an illusion. It is the ultimate illusion. Did you make a difference through the show? holding the energies together with the intention of lifting and healing. Yes. Is there more? Yes. Is it continuing and ongoing? Yes. Are we monitoring all of you? Yes.
Mm-hmm. How do we look when you're monitoring us?
Oh, you're fabulous.
Do we look brighter, freer?
I love the lipstick, Veronica. Love the lipstick.
I put it on for you.
Yes. Now, you're processing, all of you. Be gentle with yourselves. You're going to have one high day, maybe a low day, maybe two high days, maybe two low days. Now, when we say low, it's low energy. You may be tired. You may feel like you've run a marathon. And we say this tongue-in-cheek if we had a tongue-in-cheek. Yes, you are running a marathon. You are doing something that hasn't been done before. Now, are there many on the other side of the veil assisting you in this? Oh, there's so many you can't even imagine.
Hmm.
You could sit and conjure this for a long time and still not really be able to understand it yet. You will. We promise you, you're not going to be held in the dark somewhere, you know. What do they say about mushrooms? Something like that. Keep them in the dark and feed them, whatever. No. Now, did others on the planet participate without realizing? Now, this is a really good question, and we want to say this to you. So many of you are doing work outside of your physical consciousness. So, yes, there are others participating because this was determined to be an absolutely wonderful idea.
So they're contributing to this all over the world, or
yes, mm-hmm. Yes, and more coming on board. By the way,
and it's an impulse that builds up in their awareness.
That's correct. Place. And it's also for all of you having an impact on your family. On your lineage, on all kinds of things. You don't yet realize. Now, the question may be, will you ever realize? As soon as you decide to, you will.
Mm-hmm.
But you haven't owned it yet. It's theoretical at this point. Wouldn't you agree, Veronica?
Yes, I would. Can I ask you a rather strange question?
Well, if it comes from you, we would expect a strange thing to be going ahead.
Well, I read something recently that said that we, as a species, are actually in what would appear to be like a jail cell in the universe. We're kept in there with all these fibers, and we're trying to make our way out. Is that right?
That's a pretty good description.
Uh-huh. So as we lift rage, does it lighten us so we can actually
absolutely
move?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Now, again, that's a whole separate show about how you are held. And we won't go into it tonight because it creates far more questions than answers.
Hmm. I thought all those beings helping us could each have tweezers and they could just pluck these little fibers out.
All right. All right. It's not like your cage. So we want you to understand it's not like you're imprisoned intentionally. That's not the goal.
Hmm.
All right? So the way it was presented to you is an interesting concept, but it's a little off.
Okay.
Which usually happens when things come through human consciousness. It's usually a little off. They get a piece of it, but mm-hmm. not the totality of it, because your brains can't really comprehend it.
And the graphic made me rise.
Well, all right. You cannot see the set when you're in the set. Lazarus has said this for a very long time. You can't. Now, some of you in your dream state have had your star friends show you things, explain things to you. Some of you, as you all get together in the dream state, many of you are meeting together in the dream state. There's actually quite an auditorium where all this planning goes on. So the channel may think that she had no idea that this was going to happen, but she had already agreed to it. She's not a victim of this. She's a very major co-participant in all of this. And she is a counterpart, we hesitate in this, but we will, on the other side of the veil, who is a very active driving force. So we would say many of you have similar situations, all right, that you're not consciously aware of yet. So it's kind of like this. You used to have a television program called I Led Two Lives.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in more ways than one, you're doing that, mm-hmm. all of you. You're actively participating in this extraordinary shift. Now, is there a trickle down? Because you could say, well, there's only a couple of hundred of us, you know, on the radio tonight, two, three, however many. And with everybody that listens, you know, that's not a lot of people. Well, how many does it take? Not that many. That's what you don't realize. So if your question is, am I really that important? Well, we would say to you, yes, you are. You are that moment. That's how big what you chose to do is. Co-creatively, together, as humans, and co-creatively with many others on the other side of the veil.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll go back to the auditorium concept. Many times in your dream state, you're all together with great big plans and diagrams up there and saying, okay, this is what we're going to try this. Let's see how this works. Understand that the shame shows will stand forever. The energies and frequencies of what's there, whether you listen to them today or 20 years from now, are still there. All the work you've all done in the shadow. And now, at this juncture on your planet, politically, globally, religiously, what are you seeing? Even in your nightly news, Rage.
Mm-hmm.
What stands in the way of you believing that you can have it all? All the prosperity that's trying to flow in, and all of the good and the relationships that you know. You know, some of you, I know he's out there or she's out there. You can't let them in if they're still running the rage. Your star beings, it blocks up the system, clogs it all up. Those of you that are running high, you know, blood pressure, perfect indication that in there somewhere is some stuff. And remember, you came onto the planet taking on your ancestral rage and the rage of your lineage. This is big stuff. If we were to say to you, well, you all planned all this, you would go, well, I wouldn't think I was that smart. And if I was smart, what the hell was I thinking? Head up. You're magical, you're magicians, you're amazing. can all sit there and scratch your heads and go, well, if I was so amazing, why don't I have more money? Why don't I have my love? Or why don't I have this? Or why don't I have a bigger business? Why aren't people beating down my door? Well, that's what we're working on. You see, it's to your benefit individually as well as to the planet as a whole. The benefit to all of you. Do you think that you're not loved for the participation that you're doing here? Of course you are. Think of yourself as beings going into an extraordinary battle. No, we need to use this, but in a way we have to. The heroes. Going into basically a war zone that nobody knows what kind of equipment's being used. You know, it's one of those. Coming into human incarnation, not knowing how it's going to be, how you're going to handle all this stuff. That's why we're here, by the way, to help you. Now, will this continue on? Yes. This is a time for all of you to really review where you're holding rage. Really dig it up. It's going to show up anyway. I mean, you may be in traffic and all of a sudden have somebody cut you off and stick your hand out the window and gesticulate when you would never normally do that. Or trip over the cat and scream at the cat. Or feel like punching your partner. And think, oh my God, where did that come from? Or find yourself swearing, you know, like a sailor. Apologize if any sailors are listening. Let it up and out. Don't judge it, please. Some of you may find yourselves getting really angry at moms. Now, some of it may be dads too. But you're going to find mom's going to be up big time because mom carries the lineage. The imprints in all of you, all right? Where did mom get hers? Well, from her mom. From your grandmother. Great-grandmother, and on and on. And what about you men out there? You think you're above carrying feminine rage? You're not. And what about planetary rage as a whole? Of course. Now, we would caution you. All right? Don't be pointing your finger at all the things you see wrong right now. If it's bringing up rage, let the rage up and out. Get it up and out. Write about it. Do whatever you have to do. Dear President Bush, I think you are blah, blah, blah. Or whoever. This is not gender specific. Mm-hmm. Although with moms, in a way it is. You know, they've always said that moms get blamed for everything they do. They do. Remember that you're in mother's stomach, in her womb, most of you for 9 months. There's plenty of time to pick up all those emotional imprints. Now, Veronica, you have questions?
You know what? I want to ask you this. What are you allowed, like, what can you do to help us? I know you're helping us a great deal. I didn't mean it that way. I just mean that you beings that are off the planet or in different levels of consciousness and so on, what is it you're actually allowed to do? Do we have to ask you to do things? Can you fix global warming? What is it that we can ask you to do?
No, we can't. And we won't. And we'll tell you why. We're not allowed to. Now, we won't speak for us because we're different in a different way. Please understand that. Those that you're speaking to here are different. But all of those that are working with you are not allowed to fix, to intercede. Now, there are some places that there will be intercession, primarily around any kind of nuclear activity. All right?
Mm-hmm. Appreciate that. Thank you.
All right. Now, why not? Because we've talked about this before, the channel has, whoever. There's been intercession on other planets too early. And the race did not evolve the way it could have. As a collective, you have said, no, we'll do this. We can do this. We know we can do this. We know we can do this. Now, something came up a couple of weeks ago. We don't know if the channel shared it on the show or not. There was a comment by Osiris about dreaming the dreamers awake. You already have people on your planet that have solutions to problems. Your job is to send your light, your love, to those that are waiting to awaken with the answers. Regardless of what the issue may be. And each one of you, if you find that you are drawn to a specific area, with some of you it may be hunger, with some of you it may be animals, with some of you it may be war and justice, politics, whatever. You have people waking up all over your planet. They will get the answer. We said it earlier. Many of you, a huge percentage, are actually working in the dream. Well, not that big, but in the dream state on the other side of the veil. Now, we'll say this to you. Many of your scientists, many of the things that come through, and most any scientists that you ever study, they got it in the dream state. Your Einstein went and sat on a boat in the middle of the water, dreamt it, daydreamed it. Where do you think those things came from? You see, the answers have been coming for a long time. What you've had is political structure and personal motivation, selfish motivations that have kept a lot of the information from getting to your populace.
But the information is there in a flow, isn't it?
It is in a flow. And once it's in a flow, it can be tapped into by other beings. Now, eventually, as the veil thins, more and more people will be able to tap into the solutions. And eventually, you see, you'll reach a point where too many people will be able to access it, those that have. Negative motivations won't be able to stop it.
Excellent.
That's coming.
Mm-hmm.
That's coming. Faster than you realize.
But with your vibrational impact on us, we are less dense and we can feel and experience those accesses more easily, can't we?
Say it again.
Well, you help us to release our densities and our you know, are holding
damage,
on to
your damage.
Yeah, and are holding on to old patterns so that we get to release ourselves into greater knowing. Right?
Yes. Yes. Our goal is to help launch all of you into your great work, your phenomenal great work. And it's not going to look like other people's work. It's not. You're going to come up with new ideas. Different. Maybe a conglomeration of this and this and this and this, and then you'll get insights. Oh, I need to add this, like a recipe, you know, or add that. There. Oh, that's different. I can go higher, farther, whatever. You're all going to give birth to new things, different ways of doing things. Stay open to them. Again, healing the rage, getting this old stuff out of the way. This held you back.
And it keeps us all separated, doesn't it?
Of course it does.
Mm-hmm.
How can you even trust the beings on the other side of the veil when you're carrying so much rage about, and along with the rage comes the injustice, of course, of what you've experienced? And the imprints that you had no... didn't do anything. You got imprinted.
And where do they come from?
Mom, grandma, grandpa, dad, on and on, and on and on. We worked with somebody a while back. Well, we still work with them. A curse placed on Hawaiian lineage by a huna 11 generations back.
Oh, my.
Still there. If that gives you any idea.
Mm-hmm. It's amazing.
All right. Now we see that we're coming to the end of the time.